Well, I think everyone wants an answer or answers to this question. What lessons can be learned from the disaster of the Victorian Black Saturday bushfires? And you think about it, you know, here we are on the cusp of spring and we've had reasonable rains in most of the agricultural areas of South Australia this year. A lot of grass will be drying out in the next few weeks. So how ready are we in our country communities, especially those areas that in the past have proven to be vulnerable, the Clare Valley, Lower Eyre Peninsula and the South East in particular? Well, today the interim report from the Royal Commission into the Black Saturday fires in Victoria that killed 173 people has been tabled in the Victorian Parliament. It has been 6 months in the making. There are 51 recommendations and there was the assessment process that had to take place of more than 1,000 submissions. It's a massive work. I have the executive summary in front of me. Now, tomorrow, the task force in South Australia, established by the state government after the Victorian tragedy, was established in March. The task force is chaired by Country Fire Service Chief Officer Ewan Ferguson. They'll be meeting tomorrow to analyse the interim findings, but he joins us now. Ewan Ferguson, welcome to Late Afternoons.
G'day, Annette, and hello to your listeners.
Well, let's look, first of all, now we heard that really since the tragedy in February that the task force has been looking at ways to make the whole management of bushfires that much better, that much more efficient in South Australia. What have been some of the key things? Because early today, Michael Atkinson issued a statement saying the task force has already been looking into bringing South Australia to a new level of bushfire preparedness. And I'm wondering what that level is and what's changed.
Yeah, thanks, Annette. Look, the first thing I want to reinforce is that we had similar weather conditions. We could have suffered a similar scale of tragedy, and we're very, very keen that those 173 lives weren't lost in vain and that we learn the lessons that have been so harshly experienced in Victoria. The task force really brings together a wide range of government organisations, including local government. It hasn't just been a talk fest. We've taken on board a number of things that came out of our bushfire season last year. We've been watching very closely what happened in Victoria and the learnings which are coming out of the Victorian Royal Commission. And we didn't want to make a report to government until these interim recommendations have been brought down. So we'll be, as you said, analysing those tomorrow, and we think we'll be in a position in about 2 weeks' time to table a report to government with some recommendations. The Victorian interim report covers areas such as warnings, the prepare to stay and defend or go early policy, refuges, bushfire risk planning and emergency management planning. All of those things are issues that our bushfire task force has been looking at for about 5 or 6 months. And I expect that many of the recommendations that have been made by the Royal Commission will be aligned to and consistent with the direction that the Bushfire Task Force is setting.
Again, going back to the Minister's statement, this is from Michael Atkinson, the Acting Minister for Emergency Services. He says, and I quote, "Lessons learned in the past from the Wongreet, Kangaroo Island and Canberra fires has led to changes and overall improvements in bushfire management practices in South Australia," unquote. Ewan Ferguson, what have the improvements been?
Well, if I can look at one area of recommendations that the Royal Commission has made in relation to warnings. In fact, we were just looking at their recommendations. Almost all of their recommendations we won't be acting on because it's based on the South Australian warning system. They've talked about separating warnings into bushfire information messages and bushfire warning messages. That's entirely consistent with the system that was designed and put in place shortly after the Wongaree fires. Another recommendation is that a thing called the standard emergency warning signal, which is a bit of an audio thing that comes over in the warning phase, is used. Again, we've been using that for 3 or 4 years now. So I think that's probably one example. The other example I'll give, Annette, is arising from the Wangri fire, we conducted a review of our bushfire planning legislation. We identified some problems with it, and there's a bill which is actually before Parliament at the moment to amend the Fire and Emergency Services Act. That will set up a new framework for bushfire planning and mitigation that will go across governments and other organisations such as utilities and conservation groups. It sets up a landscape approach to bushfire planning, which is entirely consistent with the recommendations which have been made by the Royal Commission for Victoria.
Okay. Now, looking at recommendation 7.1 of the interim report from the Royal Commission into the Black Saturday fires, it talks about conveying the following principles to people, to homeowners in risky areas. And it says things like the safest option is always to leave early rather than to stay and defend. And then it says not all homes are defendable in all circumstances, and householders are advised to undertake an individual assessment of defendability. But how are householders meant to get the expertise to do this, and who would check that their assessment is accurate, especially when lives depend on that assessment?
It's a really good question, and in fact it's something that I'm not sure that the Royal Commission have provided really explicit guidance on, but can I say that the sorts of things we're looking at, the first point to make is that in South Australia the Department of Planning and Local Government have identified what they call bushfire protection areas. So they're areas where we have identified through a deliberate planning process there's a greater risk of bushfire. Within those areas, there are three graduations of risk. And what we are moving towards is developing some better tools for doing regular risk assessment of properties.
Because that's right, a risk may change from season to season depending on what maintenance someone's done, for example.
That's right, and look, the other thing, particularly in the Adelaide Hills, we note that there's a pretty significant proportion of the population will change from one year to another. You know, it could be as much as 10 or even 20% of the population might change in a couple of years. Our people are working on developing a better refined self-assessment tool. We're even perhaps looking in some situations of having a risk assessment being done by some external body. I suppose some of these concepts...
Who would pay for that?
Well, that's a good question, but I guess if you live in the area which is at risk and it requires extra work done, I would have thought there'd be a really good argument for people who live in the area to have that done themselves.
Ewan Ferguson, I know this is very much early days, and that you'll be meeting tomorrow with the rest of the task force to consider the recommendations that have come out of the Royal Commission in Victoria. But for now, look, thank you very much for joining us on the program with your thoughts today.
Thanks very much, Annie.
The CFS Chief Officer of the Bushfire Task Force in South Australia is the chair of that task force, and we'll certainly be across, we'll keep in touch with the CFS about what comes out of that meeting tomorrow. In a moment, I want to talk to the Mayor of Port Lincoln, Peter Davis. His city, on several occasions over the last few years, has been under threat by bushfires. He's been outspoken about the management of native vegetation in the area, so we'll see. And also I want to talk to him about some of the recommendations coming out of Victoria about the potential role of local government in setting up assembly areas in emergency situations and refuges and so forth.